Smile Breakfast. Smile
Breakfast. We're talking passwords on Smile Breakfast this morning. How safe are our passwords? So Phil's managed to get hold of an IT expert. His name is Warwick from Silicone Overdrive. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, thanks. And you?
Very good. Thanks for asking.
Okay, so Warwick, as far as you know, is password security an issue here in South Africa?
Oh, absolutely. So if we look at sort of the biggest security breaches and the biggest vulnerabilities to almost any company at the moment, It's still users. And the biggest concern with users is weak passwords or social engineering, where people are conning you and manipulating you into giving them your password.
Mm. So when people blame the machines, it's actually the people sitting behind the machines.
Yeah, something like 80% of security breaches are because of weak passwords.
We've been chatting to people a little bit earlier as well, Warwick, and a lot of them saying, I've got several passwords, you know, and I dutifully write them all down on a piece of paper, and then I hide that piece of paper in my top drawer. This is a good idea now?
No, absolutely not. Honestly, the best thing to do is whenever you're creating a new password, what you should be doing is going online and find a password generator. You know, browsers like Chrome have them built in. You can sort of right-click and say, suggest a password. And what you should be doing is storing all of those passwords in a password manager. And then you basically create one long catchphrase for your password manager. So you have a master password. And they're saying you should use a long random phrase of words. So something like orange puppy fire dancing pie. Something ridiculous, something that you'll remember, but specifically something long.
Just say that password proper. Just say it again, right?
No, orange, Bobby, stop it.
Orange what?
Stop it.
Well, you're welcome to use it. Probably not the best idea at this point.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yes, so basically just store all your passwords in a master password manager and then use your master password to get into that manager. That way, you know, you can use just one passphrase, log into your password manager when you're online and use that everywhere.
And it's probably not a good idea to use your pet's name because people can go through your Facebook or your Instagram and they can see what your pet's name is and they could use that.
Yeah, absolutely. So stringing together your pet's names is terrible. Children's names, your names, birthdays. Avoid things that people can guess, but also avoid common passwords. If we look at 2019, they always do an audit every year of the most commonly used passwords. And last year's common passwords were still things like 123456 or QWERTY, password. Definitely Game of Thrones has had an influence because dragon and princess were some of the most common passwords for
wow.
last year. I love you is also a very common password.
One tech producer, JM, is sitting here going, why is he telling everybody my passwords?
Why do they know the passwords, though? If they can release a forum about the most popular passwords, they know our passwords.
Yes, they do. They always do. That's the they part.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of talking at public events and so on. And whenever we bring up security and I mention the last, the most common passwords, you can always look around the room and you can see, oh, wow, like quite a few of you people are using some of your passwords. Go and change that right now.
They're all nodding in agreement.
Well, Warwick, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. As soon as the show is finished, I have some homework, and that's to go and get myself a password manager.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely recommend it as a best practice. Everyone should be using those.
Warwick is from Silicone Overdrive, and you said orange puppy fire.
Bobby, man.
Smile with light. The rest of my life gonna start today. Meet Bobby and Lindy.